And we're live in 5, 4, 3.
Previously on the Back to You podcast.
A hostage taker has demanded that our own Chuck Darling act as intermediary. Coincidentally, News 9 sports anchor Marsh McGinley has been a longtime patron of the bank. Marsh, what can you tell us about the physical layout?
Not much, Kelly. I usually use the drive-thru.
I will say I found that show to be frustrating for me personally, because I think, and I didn't realize it, and maybe it was a culmination of sort of Stacked and Back to You. While I thought everybody I worked with on that show is brilliant, I really at that moment, standing on that floor, came to realize I don't want to do multicam anymore.
Don't forget, the guy that ran into that building is the guy that you love.
Okay, you know what? I was waiting for that. Oh, God.
That's the beauty of it. Love is worth waiting for.
I said, I love you, man. And I only said that because I thought you were going to get shot.
Instead, it was you who got shot by an arrow through the heart. Okay.
This is the 18th and final episode of the Back to You podcast, Impact and Stories. I'm Lights, Camera, Jackson. Here we are. After 4 months and now 18 episodes, we have covered and dissected nearly everything that has to do with Back to You, the greatest single-season sitcom in television history, with one of the best ensembles ever on a TV comedy series, led by Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton, Josh Gad, Ty Burrell, and Fred Willard. And you have been with us all the way through, I hope. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. This episode is going to cover a lot of things. First of all, more on the cancellation of Back to You and what happened right afterwards. Some crazy stuff went down. Then, what happened to all the actors? Where did their careers go from Back to You? Some really interesting stuff. Plus, I'll talk about how I met Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton, Fred Willard during the show, Josh Gad and Ty Burrell, and co-creator Steve Levitan in the 10 years since Back to You went off the air. I'll rank my top 5 favorite episodes of Back to You. This was a hard list to put together. I went through the 17 and I narrowed them down to 5. And I'll give you details on the contest winner, the winner of the Back to You Complete Series DVD. You can still follow the podcast on Twitter at Back to You Pod for some exclusive content. This podcast has been a long time in the making, basically since Back to You went off the air. I've been thinking about, okay, what can I do with this show? And after finally meeting everybody, which I'll get into a little bit later, the timing felt right that now was the time to do this Back to You podcast. And I've been fortunate over the course of this to bring on a lot of people who were directly involved with Back to You to get their stories, to get their insight on this show that should have lasted so much longer than just 17 episodes and one season on Fox. Fox canceled Back to You on May 9th, 2008. On May 31st, Kelsey Grammer had a heart attack. He was paddleboarding with his wife at the time, Camille, in Hawaii. He felt some chest pains. At the time, Kelsey Grammer was 53 years old. He was rushed to a nearby hospital. Then I think he had to be flown to another hospital. And he suffered a mild heart attack. The news was revealed a couple days later on June 2nd. About a month later, Kelsey Grammer's latest movie opened in theaters called Swing Vote with him, the late Dennis Hopper, and Kevin Costner. It was a Disney Touchstone Pictures film. Kelsey Grammer reflected on his heart attack at the Television Critics Association press event in fall 2009 when talking about his new series, Hank, a new ABC sitcom that he went to after Back to You. He initially thought of doing Roman's Empire. That was a show in the works for ABC. But when that didn't work out, he decided to team up with them on Hank, which only lasted 5 episodes. But nonetheless, at that Television Critics panel, getting ready to promote Hank, he said this, and I quote the New York Post, "There is obviously some connection to the stress that takes place in one's life. When they examined my arteries, There were no blocked arteries. I had an event they think was stress-related, so you can make it that what you want. Kevin Riley at NBC passed on Back to You initially. Fox wanted the show, but then when Back to You aired on Fox and Kevin Riley from NBC moved over to Fox in the middle of that writer's strike, he kiboshed the show. And Kelsey Grammer says more here, quote, "There was friction between the guy who didn't want the show in the first place and the writers. Then there was a heart attack." Kelsey Grammer blames his heart attack on the cancellation of Back to You. That's insane. He's probably right, but that's crazy. The stress-related event, this was putting so much stress on him, trying to keep this show on the air, fighting with Kevin Riley, fighting with other people to keep it going, because again, Kelsey Grammer was an executive producer on this show.
He dominated the local news scene in the 90s. Now, after stops in the nation's largest cities, Chuck Darling is back in Pittsburgh. Starting tonight on News 9 at 6 and 10.
Trying to get it over to CBS and have it be part of their new Monday night block. Looked like they were going to expand to two nights of comedy, and maybe Back to You was going to anchor, pun intended, a new night of comedy on CBS. But when that didn't work out, Kelsey just wanted to get away. Kelsey just wanted to get away and go to Hawaii, where unfortunately he had this heart attack. He made it through, and I watched the interview recently, again, that he did with Mary Hart of Entertainment Tonight talking about that. He really thought he was going to die. It was a scary time for Kelsey Grammer right after Back to You. Would he have had the heart attack if Back to You hadn't been canceled? I don't know. But certainly a scary situation, and fans of his at the time were thinking about him, praying for him, hoping he would come through, and he absolutely did. So like I mentioned, Kelsey Grammer in fall of 09 stars on this new ABC comedy called Hank, another one live in front of a studio audience with him and David Koechner of Anchorman fame, where Kelsey played a guy named Hank who was a big shot businessman, but he lost it all. And this was, of course, during the time of the recession. So he had to move into some home in the farm in the country with his family. And it was not a very good show. Only a couple of the five episodes that actually aired on ABC had some humor to them. But it did not do well in the ratings, and it was supposed to be strong. It was supposed to be another return for Kelsey Grammer to television, anchoring this new ABC Comedy Wednesday. But ABC pulled the plug on it in early November of 2009. Guess what else was on that ABC Comedy Wednesday? That's right, Patricia Heaton's The Middle at 8:30 and Ty Burrell's Modern Family at 9, the latest show and the follow-up to Back to You from co-creators Steve Levitan and Chris Lloyd. And what's so weird and kind of eerie is that to promote this new ABC Comedy Wednesday, which also featured Courtney Cox's show Cougar Town at 9:30, ABC decided to have everybody from these shows, the main actors from these shows, appear on these promos together where they were entering this house where all of the stars of every ABC show lived. So you watch this promo, and you can Google this and find the images and find the video. It's Kelsey and Patricia and Ty standing next to each other as their characters on their new shows walking into this house together. That must have been such a weird day of filming to have that happen, where all three of them are standing next to each other with new projects on the same network, airing back to back to back, going, wow, if the show we worked on together stayed, this wouldn't be happening at all, but here we are back together again. Hank lasted 5 episodes. The Middle lasted 9 years, and Modern Family heading into its 11th and final season this fall. The Middle would move from 8:30 for its first season. It was after Hank for the 5 weeks, but it stayed at 8:30 the rest of the year, and ABC ran reruns of The Middle at 8. It would move to 8 o'clock on Wednesdays for the next several years, and then the final couple of years of The Middle, it was on Tuesday nights at 8 o'clock. And Modern Family, for the last 11 years, has been on ABC on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock. Cougar Town was on ABC for a few years and then moved over to TBS for its final few seasons. Modern Family being the follow-up for Chris and Steve, they certainly wanted Ty Burrell on the show because they showcased him so well on Back to You, they knew he was going to be a star. They also decided to bring on Fred Willard to play Ty Burrell's dad, and he talked a little bit about it when he was on episode 3 here of the Back to You podcast. So they reunited Ty and Fred Willard quickly on Modern Family with that father-son relationship. Josh Gad and Kelsey Grammer would eventually make their way onto Modern Family. Patricia Heaton did not, because Patricia Heaton had her own show, The Middle, one of my all-time favorite comedies as well. Loved this show. Watched it all through middle school. It started when I was in sixth grade. And all through high school and half of college. The Middle was on. It was like comfort food. It was something you could go to all the time. But Patricia Heaton stayed on that show. There was no need for her to go over to Modern Family even to do a guest spot. At one point on The Middle, Ray Romano came on. They did a little thing a few seasons in, of course. Patricia Heaton's co-star on Everybody Loves Raymond. All right, at this point, we'll get into more of the careers of where everybody went after Back to You. At this point, I should start telling you some of the stories on how I met the stars of Back to You over the past decade. As we talked about on episode 3 of this podcast and with Fred Willard, during the run of Back to You, Fred Willard came to my neck of the woods of Albany, New York, to the Center for Disability Services Telethon, which aired on the Fox affiliate around here. He promoted Back to You, he co-hosted the event, and I got the chance to meet him and talk with him about Back to You, and this was during the writer's strike period. The next person I would meet from Back to You fame is Kelsey Grammer. After Hank was canceled, I'm sure Kelsey was bummed that now two sitcoms in a row after Frasier were axed, and he needed a career change. So he decided to go to Broadway and star in La Cage aux Folles with Douglas Hodge. The two of them would be nominated for the Tony Award. Douglas would win for Best Actor in a Musical that year. And Kelsey started in April of 2010. I met him in June of 2010. I went to La Cage aux Folles. It was a couple weeks after the Tony Awards. And I stood outside afterwards, as most people do, if you want to have your playbills signed or if you want to get pictures with the actors and actresses from the Broadway shows you've just seen. You stand outside by the side door right after the show and wait for them to come out. So that's what I did, and eventually Kelsey Grammer came out. But I didn't want him to sign my playbill. I wanted him to sign my copy of the complete series of Back to You on DVD. So I waited for him to come out. He finally did. I held out the DVD to him, and I can tell he was genuinely surprised to see it, especially from someone as young as me. I was only 11 years old at the time. And I said to Kelsey, I never wanted it to end. And he goes, neither did I. And he signed it, and then we got a photo. Those three words, that's all I needed to know. The Back to You still meant so much to him 2 years after the cancellation of the show. Neither did I. Kelsey Grammer then went on to do Boss, the Starz drama series from 2011 to 2012. It was canceled after just two seasons. A lot of people thought that was premature. We talked about that with Rob Owen a little bit on episode 5 of the Back to You podcast, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette TV writer. But through that, Kelsey Grammer did win the Best Actor in a Drama Series Golden Globe Award one of those years. Then in 2014, he did yet another sitcom, this one on FX with Martin Lawrence called Partners. I watched the 10 episodes of Partners. It was okay. It wasn't great. I always thought the humor was a little corny, a little stale. And it was one of those shows, like the Anger Management show with Charlie Sheen, where if you did 10 episodes and they were successful enough, FX would already put in 90 more. But unfortunately, Partners was not successful enough, and it was just the 10 episodes. After that, Kelsey Grammer appeared in films such as Transformers Age of Extinction and Expendables 3, yet a big 2014, as well as voice work in animated films and TV shows like Storks and Troll Hunters, for which he recently won a Daytime Emmy Award, and another one-season show in The Last Tycoon for Amazon, and yet another one-season show in Proven Innocent on Fox, the legal drama, which recently aired and was recently canceled. And Rob Owen, when he was here on the podcast, talked about how Kelsey really doesn't do much with that show. So in the years since Frasier, Kelsey has starred on a lot of short-lived sitcoms and short-lived projects, with his voice work on something like Trollhunters, which has lasted several seasons, really doing more for him, and even a return to Broadway in Finding Neverland. Next up on The People That I Met, Ty Burrell. Now, the Ty Burrell story is in two parts. Part one is in the fall of 2010, November 11th, Veterans Day to be exact. For the third year in a row, I went on Veterans Day to Live with Regis and Kelly in New York City. And because I had school off that day on Veterans Day, it was a convenient day to go down. And the second guest that day on the show, believe it or not, was Ty Burrell. Now, Ty Burrell was on to talk about Modern Family, which was just getting into its second season. He was just becoming a semi-big name at this point, but also about his small supporting role in a film called Morning Glory, which was opening that weekend. Morning Glory was also about TV news. It was about a morning news program, a national morning news program that was struggling. And Ty Burrell played the co-anchor to Diane Keaton's character, who quickly got fired about 10, 15 minutes into the movie and was replaced by Harrison Ford's character. But Ty still came on to promote that movie, even though it was a small role, and they showed one of his only little clips from the movie. I remember seeing that during his Regis and Kelly segment. But I couldn't believe, what are the odds that I go to Regis and Kelly and it's somebody from Back to You? And the really funny thing is, at one point during the interview, during the segment, Regis asks Ty, "So, how did you get your start? How did you get your big break? How did you become involved with Modern Family? What did you do in the television industry? What were your roles before this?" I was like, oh my gosh! Regis asked the question in such a way like that, you know, I don't have it exactly, but he asked the question in such a way where it was like, oh my gosh, Ty Burrell is about to bring up Back to You. He has to. Because he has to say that he had worked with Steve Levitan and Chris Lloyd previously on CBS's Out of Practice and Fox's Back to You. And that's exactly what he did. He brought up Out of Practice and he brought up Back to You. And when he brought up Back to You, I did a little woo in the audience, which of course caught Regis, Kelly, and Ty, and everybody else by surprise. And I remember Kelly making a remark that she said, oh, we clearly have a fan in the audience. And then he went on to the rest of the conversation. I could not hold it in. I had to do something when he said those words, Back to You. Guess what I had with me that day as well? The copy of the Back to You Complete Series DVD. Now it had Kelsey Grammer's signature in the middle of it. And I hoped that maybe I would get a chance to have Ty Burrell add his signature to that. So Ty was only on for one segment. So when they did his segment, off he went. But after they said goodbye, after Ty said goodbye to Regis and Kelly, Kelly came into the crowd and asked me if I wanted that DVD signed by Ty, because I was also holding it up at the same time as saying the woo, so she could see I had the DVD. And she said, do you want it? Do you want me to get Ty to sign it? And I said, sure. So I handed it down, and Kelly handed it to some people who tried to get Ty to sign it. But they were a few steps behind. Unfortunately, Ty really went off, and they could not get the DVD signed in time. A producer came by a couple segments later towards the end of the show and handed it back and apologized. And I said, no worries, no worries. It was still such a cool moment. I would officially meet Ty Burrell 6 years later. In December 2016 at the Critics' Choice Awards, because Modern Family was up for several awards that night, including him, I believe, for supporting actor in a comedy series. So I met him before the show, told him how big a fan I was of Back to You and still am, still love this show, and he genuinely appreciated it, but said, if Back to You hadn't been canceled, Modern Family wouldn't have happened. And I was like, whoa. Hearing him say that Wow. Crazy. But he couldn't have been nicer. We posed for a picture. He was fantastic. The crazy thing is, later that night, I also met co-creator Steve Levitan. Told him how much I love Back to You, and he basically said the same thing to me. Well, if Back to You had stayed on the air, we wouldn't have done Modern Family. It's like, wow. These two said the same thing in slightly different ways, but the minute I brought up Back to You. Ty Burrell has won a few Emmys for Modern Family, has also appeared in some movies over the years, including Finding Dory, Muppets Most Wanted, and Mr. Peabody and Sherman. What'll be interesting for Ty Burrell is to see where he takes his career after playing Phil Dunphy for 11 straight years. Now we go to Josh Gad, who I saw so much talent and potential in watching him as Ryan on Back to You. What was his next big career move? Why, of course, The Book of Mormon, this phenomenon show on Broadway that everybody was talking about, from Trey Parker and Matt Stone, the creators of South Park. This edgy, adult, crazy, wild show that people were just coming out of stunned and loving. The Book of Mormon was just getting hot, just getting going. And I was in New York in April 2011 for that year's New York Emmy Awards. The previous year, in 2010, I won the New York Emmy, was nominated again the next year, so had to go down, spend the weekend, enjoy myself in New York. And the hotel was pretty close to where the Book of Mormon was. Didn't have tickets at the time. It was so hard to get tickets to the Book of Mormon, and it was just becoming this phenomenon. It was just about happening. But I had to try to see if I could meet Josh. So I went down on that Saturday night to the theater where the Book of Mormon was, and like I did with Kelsey, I stood outside the side door for a little bit, wondering when the show was going to end, trying to time it out. And I remember the doorman being there, and it was this older gentleman. And he said, what are you doing here? And I said, I'm a big fan of Josh's. And he said, oh, really? Really from what? And I said this show called Back to You that I loved. And he goes, all right, let me see if I can go get him. Show's not done yet, but let me see if I can go get him. I was like, oh, you don't have to do that in the middle of the show. You don't have to, you know, interrupt the flow. There's so much going on with Broadway actors memorizing lines and scenes and all that. Let me go get him, he says. I'm like, okay. So he goes in, and then he comes back, and he says, Josh will be out in a minute. It's like, wow, all right. So what ended up happening was Josh was literally this close to the door, and he got called back to do his next scene. But he was literally so close to coming out the door. The show ends after a little bit, and I don't mind standing and waiting. And then all of a sudden, Josh comes out. And he's like, I had to come out right away because I heard that there was a kid outside who wanted to meet me. And so we met, and I told him how much I love Back to You, and he was completely surprised and super nice, and we talked about the show, and we took a couple pictures, and he went back inside. And again, he came out right after the show was done. People hadn't come out of the theater yet, and Josh bolted right outside. So nice of him to do. Unfortunately, after looking at the pictures, they didn't come out well. It was like, oh no, the picture with Josh didn't come out well. So before the New York Emmys the next day on Sunday, went back to the Book of Mormon Theater, stood outside after the matinee, and the doorman was like, what are you doing back here? We're like, the pictures didn't come out well. So Josh comes back out. He was surprised to see me. He said, the pictures didn't come out well. He's like, oh, okay, let's take some new pictures. He was telling me more things about Back to You, and I was telling him more about me, and he's like, oh my gosh, I've seen you on The Tonight Show. Holy cow. He figured it out, which was super nice of him to do. So we took the pictures, chatted a little bit about Back to You, and then the crowd was starting to build of people wanting Josh's autograph and to talk with him about Book of Mormon. And then I went over to the New York Emmys. Then a couple months later, was able to get tickets to the Book of Mormon. Now, was I a little young to see the show? Probably. But I still enjoyed it, and I enjoyed watching Josh especially sing, dance, the comedic timing was there, and be part of this show that I believe at that time, after I saw it, had just won nearly every Tony Award. Josh was nominated along with Andrew Rannells. They both lost to somebody else, but Book of Mormon dominated the Tony Awards that year. It was all everybody could talk about. And so afterwards, I once again stood outside and waited for Josh. And this time I was like, just saw the show. And he was like, really? I'm surprised. And I was like, it was still fun and exciting to see you up on stage. And as he's signing more autographs and talking with more people, he goes, you know I'm going to be flying out to do Modern Family pretty soon. I was like, what? He's like, yeah, I'm going to be reuniting with Ty and Chris and Steve. I'm going out to LA to shoot an episode of Modern Family. Wow. Josh Gad appeared on the 2011 episode of Modern Family. It aired that November, called Punkin' Chunkin', and he played one of the childhood neighbors of the Dunphys. So when he enters in, he's doing all these high fives and crazy fun things with Ty Burrell's character, Phil Dunphy. Josh Gad did an interview with The Hollywood Reporter at the time that Modern Family episode was airing. Hollywood Reporter asked him, what was the best part of shooting the guest role? Here's what Josh Gad said. It was so quick because of my commitment to the Book of Mormon. I literally flew in Monday morning and flew out late Monday afternoon, if you can believe it. Because Broadway shows, most of them go dark on Mondays. This was the only chance he could get. Josh Gad said, I shot my two scenes and was out the door. To me, the best part about the whole thing was the reunion element of working with Steve Levitan, Chris Lloyd, and Ty Burrell again, who I worked with on Back to You, the old Fox show. So it was just nice to play with the gang again. It had been so long. Steve and Chris gave me my big television break on Back to You, which was a Kelsey Grammer, Patricia Heaton, Ty Burrell comedy on Fox. We gave it a good run for a year, and then the show was canceled. But it wound up being that thing that launched 1,000 ships that was so beneficial to all of us. It was really nice to play with all those guys again. Then, of course, Jesse Tyler Ferguson and I both got our start in the 25th annual Putnam County Spelling Bee on Broadway, so there was a lot of familiarity around that set. Josh Gad was absolutely right about it launching so many things, because he went on to do Book of Mormon. Then tried another network comedy with 1600 Penn on NBC, which I so wanted to be good and so wanted to succeed, but it only lasted a year. He also tried The Comedians with Billy Crystal, which I also wanted to be really good and succeed, but that only lasted a year on FX. But of course, what everybody knows Josh Gad from is Frozen, the role of Olaf, the snowman. He won an Annie Award for his voice acting performance, has reached iconic status in the Disney catalog, a Disney phenomenon, that movie, and of course is returning in a few weeks in the Angry Birds movie 2, because he was in the first film for that, and returning this November in Frozen 2. Josh Gad became a superstar, and step one was Back to You. Step two was Book of Mormon, step three was Frozen, and here he is now, one of the biggest names in the industry. I caught up with Josh Gad in July 2015 at the Pixels premiere, world premiere, in New York City, and said hi to him, and he remembered me, and I asked him to do a little Pac-Man voice. So I'm thrilled that Josh Gad has become the A-lister that I saw in him through Back to You. And interestingly, Josh told Larry King, I believe around the time of 1600 Penn, that he auditioned for one of the roles of either Cam or Mitch on Modern Family. So he was still, you know, on good terms with Steve Levitan and Chris Lloyd. But because of Book of Mormon, that offer, that role was coming at him. He had to drop out of Modern Family and decide to go over to Book of Mormon. I think that was the smart move. Even though Steve and Chris, I'm sure, loved him from Back to You and, like Ty, wanted to keep him around, Josh Gad needed Book of Mormon to help skyrocket his career. Speaking of guest starring on Modern Family, that's what Kelsey Grammer ended up doing on an early 2017 episode called Ringmaster Keith, where he played an old boyfriend to Eric Stonestreet's character, Cam. and he came back and did some wacky things with the entire family. Crazy thing of that, too, is Fred Willard also guest starred on that episode. So it was Kelsey Grammer, Ty Burrell, Fred Willard, and Stephen Chris all back together again in the same Modern Family episode. I remember when ABC was running the promos for this and was like, wow, I gotta watch this. It's a Back to You reunion on Modern Family. I wonder what it was like to be with Ty and Fred again for Kelsey Grammer. Kelsey did an interview with this website called the AV Club back in 2012, where they went through, at the time, many of the roles of his career. And it was before Partners, it was before Transformers, Troll Hunters, and Proven Innocent. But they had a chance to go through Cheers and Frasier and some of the early stuff and talk about Back to You and Hank. So when the AV Club brought up Back to You, here's what Kelsey said. I thought Back to You was a good show. The writer's strike really kind of put an end to that, though, honestly. There were a couple of factors involved, but to start a show and then have it disappear and not come back for that long, it's just bad form. That killed Girlfriends, another show that he produced, as well. There's just no way to come back after that. Then the AV Club asked him about Hank. Did it ever have a chance? Kelsey said, you know, it really just wasn't funny. We tried. I thought it was an interesting idea. I thought it could work. But we just didn't find the funny in it. Maybe it wasn't the time. Everybody was just kind of lost. We didn't break it right, I think. It happens sometimes, you know. But I do think Back to You was funny. If it wasn't for the writer's strike. And then it's noted in this article that Kelsey kind of trailed off after that. Final thing from the AV Club, they brought up that there's an already classic story about you calling the head of ABC about Hank, and Kelsey says, oh yeah, I called the president of Warner Brothers Television, Peter Roth, and said, how do we put a bullet in this thing? I guess I'm becoming more and more famous for making particularly honest statements. There are worse things, and Kelsey laughs. The Modern Family episode that Kelsey appeared on wasn't particularly hilarious, but I'm glad it happened. It's a really cool little element of this entire Back to You story. So by December 2016, I had met four of the five main stars of Back to You and Steve Levitan, which was basically a bonus. So I'd met Fred, Kelsey, Josh, Ty. How am I going to meet Patricia Heaton? I was thinking about that, coming up on the 10th anniversary of Back to You in September 2017. The 10th anniversary of the cancellation of Back to You in May 2018, which is also when the middle ended after 9 years. And after investing in Frankie Heck and the Heck family for 9 years, it was an emotional series finale. It honestly was to watch. It was challenging because you invest in characters you really love and then all of a sudden they go away. And that's what I felt with Back to You, in saying goodbye to these characters after just 1 year, but certainly after 9 years with the Hex on the middle, it's hard to say goodbye. Thankfully, even though the middle over its 9 years only got one Emmy nomination in a makeup category, which is just outrageous, but thankfully, the middle had such a core fan following, and the critics loved it. The Critics' Choice Awards, I'm a member of the Broadcast Film Critics Association, I have been for several years, vote annually for the Critics' Choice Awards in the movie categories. The television division, the Broadcast Television Journalists Association, has their categories. And from the beginning, they really got behind the middle, nominating Patricia Heaton one of the years, Neil Flynn, Eden Cher. I met them at one of the Critics' Choice Awards ceremonies, which was great, Eden and Neil. But Patricia hadn't been nominated one of the years that I had attended the Critics' Choice Awards so far. And when the nominations came out in December of last year for the Critics' Choice Awards, The Middle was one of 8 shows that was nominated for Best Comedy Series. It was its only nomination. Probably a little bit of a sympathy vote, but hey, we'll take it at this point because of the show leaving us after 9 years, that the critics wanted to give it a chance to be nominated in this category one final time. Maybe it was a tie with several other shows, because 8 is a big number, even for Critics' Choice Awards in one category. But nonetheless, The Middle got a Best Comedy Series nomination. So my fingers were crossed at that point that Patricia would be at the Critics' Choice Awards. And I saw on her Instagram the day before the show when I was out in Santa Monica, California, that she was going to be there. I was like, yes. Because actually, the night before, I went to see Tim Allen at a comedy show, and I ran into two of the actors from The Middle, who played Sean Donahue and Lexi, Sue's friends. And they said that they weren't going to be at Critics' Choice, but they thought that Patricia would be. And then I was at the Barker Hangar, where the Critics' Choice Awards is held every year in Santa Monica. It's an airport. It's at the Santa Monica Airport. And I was in the room, and I was on my phone, and I was on Patricia Heaton's Instagram again, and she posted that she was wearing this dress off to the Critics' Choice Awards. It's like, all right, you know, hopefully I'll get the chance to see her around the room at some point tonight and meet her. And then I literally look up, and about 20 feet away is her at a table. So I'm like, all right, I've been waiting about a decade to meet Patricia Heaton and tell her about Back to You. So I go over there, I meet her, I meet the two creators of The Middle, and tell her, you know, big fan of Raymond, big fan of The Middle, thank you for having this show on for the last 9 years of my life. And then I also say to her, I am the biggest fan of Back to You. I loved every episode of the show. And she goes, oh, you mean all five of them? So that was her instant reaction to somebody bringing up Back to You. I could tell she appreciated it. I also could tell she was surprised that I brought up Back to You. But she reflected to me how incredible of a cast that was, especially Ida Field. She remarked that Ida Field really impressed her. And she told me that she knew Haley Steinfeld was going to be a star from the day they did that episode, episode 6, Gracie's Bully. She could tell that she was going to be a star. So, got a picture with Patricia Heaton, posted it on Twitter. She liked it on Twitter and really appreciated, finally, getting to meet all five of the Back to You stars. Told her I'd been waiting a long time and she appreciated it. So, around that time, I had sort of decided that I was going to do this podcast, but meeting her solidified that, that this was the time to talk about this show, to talk about meeting everybody, to celebrate the greatest one-season sitcom in television history. And now, we're going from meeting the five stars to now me telling you my five favorite episodes of Back to You. If you've been with this podcast and you've watched these episodes either online or on the DVD, you probably have your favorites. I decided to try to make the list of the five. It was hard to do because there's something fantastic. There's at least something fantastic in every single episode of Back to You. All 17 of them have something great. Some more than others, and that's what I had to try to weigh. So I'm going to give you my two honorable mentions first. They are episode 3, The First Supper, and episode 11, Hug and Tell, featuring Gerald the security guard, who I think is the best secondary character, so I at least had to get that one on the honorable mentions. As far as the top five, I'm not going to rank them because that's really hard for me to do, but I am going to give them to you in episode number order. So these are my five favorite Back to You episodes. The first one is the pilot. They introduce all these characters. There's a lot of sharp lines. They introduce the Gracie element, and it's got a really sweet emotional ending to it. The pilot is definitely one of my five favorites. I think one of the strongest scripts and one of the best stories out of Back to You is the next one, which is episode 2, Fish Story. It's such a funny story, seeing how Kelsey kills the fish and all of that, and the aftermath of Kelsey, Chuck Darling, finding out that he's Gracie's father, and seeing that through the humor of the cast. Fish Story is one of my five favorites. The next one is Gracie's Bully, for a number of reasons. There's the parallel between Ryan and the younger version of him. There's Haley Steinfeld in the episode. But also, it's Chuck, Kelly, and Gracie having some fun. And all the different kids and seeing them in an environment in unexpected situations. Some classic one-liners involving Ryan and Ty Burrell's character, Gary. And Marsh doing Casey at the bat and that whole aspect of it. Gracie's Bully It has a lot of laughs. It may not have as many consistent laughs as some other episodes, but it's a cool episode. One of the five episodes, and one of the ones that I think just continuous laughs and situations and funny things, one after the other after the other, is episode 7, Something's Up There. It takes everybody out of the newsroom for the majority of the episode, but it has them involved in such funny situations involving Gracie's birthday and the raccoon and working together. There are a couple scenes in there where you're just laughing from one line to the other, to the other, to the other. So Something's Up There had to be on this list. And the fifth and final episode in my top five is the final episode, Hostage Watch. Not just because it's the final episode, but because I think, maybe besides the pilot, it might be the best written episode out of the entire 17 of Back to You. Because it puts Chuck in this dangerous situation. It's got the emotional aspect of now he's doing this, even though he's got Gracie in his life, and everybody now knows that Chuck and Kelly had Gracie. And it's Josh Gad on fire, it's Ty Burrell doing his thing, and it's the all-time classic stuff with Fred Willard's Marsh McGinley. Hostage Watch is a smart script that ties everything together and makes you care about these characters like never before. So, once again, honorable mentions, The First Supper and Hug and Tell, and my top five favorites are Pilot, Fish Story, Gracie's Bully, Something's Up There, and Hostage Watch. Not to say that the other episodes of Back to You are bad. There isn't a bad episode of the bunch. A lot of people, after the 5 years of Modern Family winning Best Comedy Series, thought, oh man, this show's really gotten downhill since. I've stuck with it, but a lot of people have tuned away because it's become too predictable and formulaic and cheesy, and other shows have gone deeper with comedies, especially on streaming platforms, since Modern Family began. I don't know if Back to You would have done the same. I mean, it probably would have. There probably would have been some bad episodes, maybe even some bad seasons if it lasted a lot longer, especially if it moved over to CBS. Maybe that would have happened. But the cool thing is that Hostage Watch would have kicked off season 2 with a bang, and so that would have made it a good start for season 2. But again, there isn't a bad episode out of the 17. Let me know what your favorite episodes of Back to You are on Twitter at BackToYouPod. Speaking of that, people have been submitting their guesses for the trivia questions every week and liking and retweeting all kinds of posts when it comes to this podcast. This podcast episode here, episode 18, Impact and Stories, due to extenuating circumstances, had to be recorded a little bit in advance. So the winner of the contest, the winner of the Back to You Complete Series DVD will be notified via direct message on Twitter. So look out for a direct message from me and the Back to You podcast on Twitter to the winner of the Complete Series DVD of Back to You. Congratulations to the winner of the DVD. And as we wrap things up here on the Back to You podcast, I want to thank the guests that we've had on. Fred Willard on episode 3 played Marsh McGinley, some incredible stories about the show. Rob Owen on episode 5, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette TV writer with his insight on this show that was set in the city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Liz Marks, the casting director of Back to You on episode 8. Kobe Ryan McLaughlin on episode 9, who played fellow Pittsburgh anchor Craig St. Clair, who is also currently on ABC's soap opera General Hospital. Amy Farrington, who played Margaret, appeared here on episode 10. She was also in the pilot episode of The Middle, reunited with Patricia Heaton. Barry Wiggins on episode 11, who played Gerald, the security guard. Amazing to have him on. Ian Reed Kessler, who played Dennis on episode 12 of Back to You, appeared here on episode 12 of this podcast. Dennis was Ryan's friend who came over to Kelly's house. Ian can currently be seen on Disney Channel's popular comedy series Sydney to the Max, also starring Caroline Ray. Chuck Tatham, 6-time Emmy-nominated writer and executive producer, who was one of the writers and EPs of Back to You, appeared on episode 14 of this podcast with incredible stories about filming, Hostage Watch, the fact that his name was the original name for Kelsey Grammer's character, Chuck Tatham was changed to Chuck Darling, and Trisha O'Kelly, who appeared here on episode 16 of this podcast, who played Colette the Realtor. And she was also at the time on the popular CBS sitcom The New Adventures of Old Christine with Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Thank you to Fred, Rob, Liz, Kobe, Amy, Barry, Ian, Chuck, and Trisha for being on the Back to You podcast. It made this entire experience so much richer having you as a part of it. And I think not just for me, but for all of you out there listening. And those are the last people I want to thank. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. It has been a joy for me to share my love of this show with all of you. There are so many people out there who do podcasts on all kinds of shows, but the majority of them are really popular, ones that everybody knows a lot of things about. I wanted to focus on a show that has had a cult following, a show that I've cared about for the past 12 years.
This fall on Fox, look who's making news.
We slept together, all right? This just in.
Your exact words that night, as I recall.
Kelsey Grammer and Patricia Heaton are coming back to you.
You're the weather girl.
Actually, I prefer meteorologist.
But you're not a meteorologist.
But I prefer it.
Back to You from the producers of Frasier, coming Fox Fall.
Through the stories and through each episode and the clips and the interviews, and bring that all to you. It's a one-of-a-kind podcast about a one-of-a-kind show. You're never going to hear anything like this again, especially from me, because I barely had time to do all this, but I wanted to make the time after all these years to do this, and I'm so glad I did. This podcast, all 18 episodes, will live on the website, lights-camera-jackson.com, on Podbean, and on Apple Podcasts. So go back and catch up with the ones you may have missed, and tell your friends about the show. Like its namesake, we only ran one season, but there's not a bad episode in the bunch. So,
put the chairs over the table, set out the rat traps, and pinch the hostess. I am out.
I'm Jackson Murphy.
Heat up the cobbler, shake out your nightshirt, the Monsignor's in the woodshed.
Thank you for listening to the Back to You podcast.
Hang up the cleats, wring out your jog bra, and tell Mother to put on the kettle. Then stick a sock on the doorknob. Daddy needs a hairbrush. Don't kick the cat on your way out.